You're live with Lonnie on Praise. Who's this?
Hi, Lonnie. My name is.
What's on your mind?
Okay, so I've been married now for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And my husband, and I just found this out because when I first married him, he was not like this. He was the cleanest guy you ever want to meet. But now my husband do not like to take baths. He would tell me, I'm not going to take a bath every day. And I'm like, honey, people take baths every day. What are you talking about? He will not. And he would go days. And I just think that's the nastiest thing. I told him I feel like he don't love me because if you love a person, you would do anything you can for them to clean up your hygiene, especially because.
Well, let me stop you. Because while we understand how you feel about it, and while that makes sense to you, what's really key is that you ask him, why isn't he taking one? What's his reason?
He would tell me because, and I've done that too. My husband is a diabetic, and a couple of years ago, and it started from that, a couple of years ago, he was infected with staph infection on the bottom of his feet. Mm-hmm. And he had to go through surgery and all of that. And when he went through the surgery, he had to go through, he's still going to see a podiatrist every day. However, he can't get his feet in water. And I get that. And he said it's uncomfortable to sit in a tub without having his feet in there because it bothers him to not be able to get out. And I said, well, I will help you. I would do whatever I can do. I said, okay.
So then the issue is his feet in water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because he can't put his foot. The doctor told him, don't put his feet in water. He
okay.
can't do that.
So what you need to do is go to either an orthopedic store or back to the orthopedic doctor, because there are shoes you can wear in the shower that stop your feet from getting wet.
Okay.
And he cannot get in the tub. He can take a shower and wear these shoes, and then his feet won't get wet. And then once he gets out, he can just wash his feet off. So feel him from his perspective. It's not that he doesn't love you. It's just that we don't know the discomfort that he feels because we don't feel it. But what we need to do is find a solution as opposed to putting it on whether or not you love me, because that brings forth a whole nother conversation that has no solution based on what you're going through.
Right.
So help him out with a solution with what the actual problem is, and don't add to the problem with how you are feeling about what he has to do for his own safety.
Okay.
Okay, mama.
All right. Thank you, Lonnie.
Love you, big. All right. Bye-bye. It is a What You Think Thursday on Praise.